This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of two new albums by Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe. Their styles are different, but Ken says these two musicians have a lot of fundamental things in common. Here's an excerpt from Lowe's album.
Can't you feel my love growing? Can't you see it? Ain't it showing? Oh, you must be knowing. I got a big, big love. It's not the kind of be concealing, it's the kind of be revealing. Oh, you must be a feeling, I got a big, big love.
There's a level on which Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe have had parallel careers. These two English musicians first came to American attention in the late 70s, when Columbia Records released their debut albums, Costello's My Aim Is True and Lowe's Pure Pop for Now People. Lowe has served as Costello's producer on and off throughout Costello's career. Now, Lowe has released Pinker and Prouder Than Previous, which collects his unreleased songs from the past 5 years. It's his last album for Columbia before he moves on to Warner Brothers Records. And Costello has released Out of Our Idiot, which collects his unreleased songs from the past decade. Costello is also going over to Warner Brothers Records. See what I mean about parallel careers?
It's not the way you look that touched my heart. It's not the way you kiss me, baby, that tears me apart. Oh, oh, many, many nights I try. I sit alone at home and I cry over you. What can I do? I can't help myself. 'Cause baby, it's you.
That's Elvis Costello and Nick Lowe singing the Burt Bacharach, Hal David Oldie, Baby It's You. It's a lovely duet that appears on Costello's new record. What Costello and Lowe share is a passion for pop ballads like that, as well as Merle Haggard-style country music and pre-Beatles-era rock. This is almost a working definition of what is not hip to a vast number of record buyers these days, and Costello and Lowe have suffered accordingly. They've gotten great reviews by critics who are enamored of the same influences, but neither man has had any significant amount of commercial success. Yet it's hard to imagine why a catchy song like this one can't find its way into the hearts of pop consumers. Nick Lowe and Love Gets Strange. There's at least one big difference between Costello and Lowe. Nick Lowe strives for a kind of magnificent anonymity. He sounds different from song to song, and he tries out all sorts of styles all the time. By contrast, Elvis Costello loves the idea of anonymity. For instance, he likes to record songs under different names, and Out of Our Idiot includes music credited to such Costello pseudonyms as Napoleon Dynamite and the Royal Guard, the Coward Brothers, and the Emotional Toothpaste. But in practice, he has an unmistakable style, one created out of his intricate lyrics and his hoarse croon.
Ship to the slaughter. Big sister will be watching.
Elvis Costello singing Big Sister, a track produced by Nick Lowe. This is a crucial time for both of these men. Lowe and Costello are now making music as good as anything they've done in the past, which in itself is a considerable achievement for pop musicians. The new albums that both men are recording for Warner Brothers will probably determine just how much longer we'll be able to listen to them on a major record label. And that's important because these aren't cult artists. It's clear from their music that Costello and Lowe both believe that reaching the largest audience possible, making the most accessible music possible, is what being a popular artist is all about.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. He reviewed Elvis Costello's new album, Out of Our Idiot, and Nick Lowe's Pinker and Prouder Than Previous.
And I'm on the winner.
That was Nick Lowe, and this is Fresh Air.